Well, good afternoon, or evening, or morning, or what time it is, wherever it is you are listening to this. This, is, again, is your humble correspondent, Turd, with another in the exciting installment series of TFMR podcasts. Today is, as we're recording this, is actually Wednesday, the 4th of April, and I am pleased to have a chance to introduce a new, I guess we'll call it a new service, that I've been working on behind the scenes here for a couple of weeks. And given the events of yesterday, Tuesday, and today here, Wednesday, the timing couldn't be better. We've seen in the last 24 hours some rather remarkable moves in the metals. And many of you by now have read the post this morning about how I hate being wrong and some introspection that I had to type. That was good. It was cathartic in a sense to type it all out, but it was serious, and the intent was serious. And that in this market, I fear that a guy like me, who has, I guess, what we'll call tried and true methods for trading gold and silver, I fear that my usefulness is becoming limited. In that market participation in terms of human traders has fallen to a level that I think is unprecedented, and I don't know if they're coming back post MF Global. And so I fear that those out there who are relying upon me and counting upon me to give you accurate trading information are going to be disappointed going forward. I'll still continue to do my best, but it's just getting increasingly difficult. And so the timing of this, I think, is perfect, because in a wholly manipulated a set of markets, which gold and silver are, if you're going to trade them and trade them effectively, you need the voice of someone who is, I think, hands down the best. And if there were anyone in the world that I would trust with knowledge and experience to lead you as a trader through this wilderness, it would be Andrew McGuire. Most of you, I'm certain, probably almost all of you, have heard of Andy or know of him. He became famous, or maybe infamous, a few years back when it was revealed his string of emails to the CFTC laying out the manipulative strategies of them. And then, of course, the impotent CFTC reaction that was like, oh yeah, well, thank you for letting us know. If anybody has the wisdom and the experience to guide you as a trader through these markets, it's Andrew McGuire. And so we are pleased to announce today an initiative that Andy came up with and came to me with and said, let's get an army together of professional traders who know what they're doing, and let's use the cartel's tactics against them. And if we can use their tactics against them on the long and the short side, we can consistently profit, and then with our consistent profits, we will cash that money out, and we will use it to take delivery of physical metal, forcing them to deleverage, and shooting them directly in Lee's heel. So, with that, as a rather lengthy introduction, I want to introduce to all of Turdville the one and only Andrew McGuire, who is here to help us. Andy, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Turd. And look, you know, I just want to first say, you know, sometimes we all get it wrong, but I'll tell you something, you provide a very, very, very good service to people. And I'm sure a lot of people want to thank you for all that you do. I think, thanks for the intro and some very kind words there, but I think what we'll do is firstly quickly outline how we're going to approach this, the markets, based on the fact that we're now dealing with what is pretty much a robotic arena. I want to first differentiate what we do currently and why this is going to be completely separate to what we currently do. And obviously, this is also brought about by me getting angry, actually, and thinking, well, rather than just getting angry, let's do something about it. But currently, about a year ago, and in fact, exactly a year ago, we launched our metals trade service. Now, we got a huge response from that, but we really had to reject the bulk of all these applications because they just simply didn't qualify. We did not want people, smaller traders, who were going to trade with stocks. And that was primarily for the reasons you've given. And so really, we targeted institutional money, professionals, hedge fund managers, and those type of entities who trade around but like to add to core long positions, and they just simply don't trade with stocks. So that service has gone extremely well. I think we've helped in the fight against the bullion banks. And we've returned a cumulative net profit of over 95% in the last year. Now, that is while maintaining long core positions through very, very volatile markets. And my motivation for starting that service originally was to convert paper profits, and that was the idea of this, to seek those people that would convert paper profits and turn it against the banks with the purchase of actual sizable amounts of physical. Now, some of these guys are trading in the hundreds of contracts. And as you know, at the margin, at the end of a very volatile day, sometimes the open interest has changed by very small amounts. And if we have, on a day that we've done some buying, if we can turn up with 2,000 or 3,000 contracts of contracts that are actually seeking delivery, then we've made a heck of a difference in the marketplace. Excuse me. Now, you know, this is really hitting the cartel where it hurts because it's at their expense. Now, this physical is then removed from the market into private registered vaults, disappears, it's no longer ammunition. Now, that's all well and good, and it's been serving a purpose. But we need another enveloping, as using Gatter's terminology, we need another enveloping horn. And this is a fight that really is brought to light by today's perfect example, yesterday and today's perfect example. So I'm really happy to announce that we've really thought about this, and we've, in conjunction with Ted, really happy to announce that next week, on Tuesday the 10th, we are now adding another service, and this is for the smaller investor. Now, this new service, we really want to create a metals trading force. Now, that comprises of what I would call a united army of day traders, and I'll get into why I call it an army in a minute. But, you know, these are people who want to make money, but who will also purchase, and this is the key, I wouldn't do it without this fact, that they need to purchase with their monthly cash profits, which is money taken from the markets, physical metal. Now, you know, I know that this will help in the fight against the cartel, and it will also be profitable at their expense, but it is key. It's only a win in one respect if we take cash, and they can recreate that with a keystroke. But if we take physical, and I'll get to how that leverage works against them in a moment, but I'm sure you can guess. Now, I'll get into more detail in a minute, but what this really means is adopting a completely different trading style. Now, the precious metals markets have completely evolved into robotic trading entities. And you know, the only objective is to hunt vulnerable structures and then exit by the end of the day. Now, I don't know how the average person can trade in that environment because you're dealing in picoseconds. Now, ordinarily, trading in an arena with stops is a guarantee to wipe out the majority of participants. And that's what HFTs do, and they just call them HFTs. They troll for stops. And, you know, you may wonder where they get inputs. Well, you know, there are people trolling sites, much like, well, including Turd's site, looking to accumulate information on where the bulk of traders, you know, can be run intraday. Now, that's particularly on the downside, because that's really where you've got they have the wind at their backs in that respect. Now, after all, it's just a paper exercise, and it completely ignores fundamentals. So sometimes, you know, people turn around and say, like Turd today, you know, you're scratching your head and say, well, hey, how come I was wrong? Well, it's nothing to do with fundamentals. The new day trading service that is going to be brought online, though, to profit, And this is specifically intraday. And what we're going to do is select times when this pack of algos led by the malware of our usual suspects, and we all know who the usual suspects are, and we can get into that if we have time, but you know, this malware telegraphs a short-term move. Now that's what we track, and then I action those trades intraday. Now it has nothing to do with fundamentals, and in order for it to work, it has to fly under the radar, otherwise it wouldn't work. So, you know, obviously we have people constantly trolling for information. So it has to follow this formula. My trades will not be telegraphed ahead of time and only placed selectively once the HFTs have shown their hand and are beginning a stampede. Now, this allows the use of small stops. Now, traders, you know, following me have to react immediately. So this platform is live in real time so that this can happen. Now, it's not for everyone. And it can be viewed as a full, and it has to be viewed actually as a full day's work. So you know, if you get another job or one thing or another, and you feel that you can react in time to the sort of trading we're doing, you'd be incorrect. Even if we only do one or two trades executed in a day, you have to make it a full day's work. It has to be taken seriously. Now, if you were working institutionally for a bullion bank, you'd be up at 4 a.m. You'd be at your desk at 6, you'd be in front of a screen for 12 hours, you know, so you wouldn't think anything of it because it's your business, it's a worthwhile business, otherwise you wouldn't do it. So this is the kind of, you know, this is the kind of trader that we're looking to recruit. Now, it is also, in order for this to fly under the radar, it's also key that no more than 3 contracts are employed at a time. And this is what separates this from the institutional trading platforms that we advise on, so that when pulling the trigger on a trade, the trades are coming from a multitude of sources and are just under the radar. They're less visible. So you know, ones and threes coming from all over the world. Now we're going to start by enlisting a turd army. Now, sound amusing? Well, think about it. If we unite, we actually become a force to be reckoned with. Now, I mean, the reason I refer to it as an army is not to be dramatic, but make no bones about it. This is actually a war waged by the central banks, and it's against the opposing forces of real money, where honest investors like yourselves and traders get caught in the crossfire. Now, the troops that the Western central banks mobilize are the bullion banks. So, and they assault the exchange rate between fiat currencies and gold and silver. And it's really the lack of integrity, this lack of integrity that makes me so angry. And so rather than moaning about it, we need to coordinate and fight back. Well, so, you know, the first thing we want to do, and Turd, feel free to make any comments, but we want to recruit an army. Now, these people, the people we're looking to recruit are drawn from current market participants. We are not recommending that anyone who is not currently trading the paper markets applies. It is just not the thing. And I know Turd feels passionate about this. And
this would be a good point to reemphasize that too, Andy. This is, we're all in this together, and we all have roles to play as we fight this fight. Some of us are just simply stacking, just taking, converting IRAs, or even just taking parts of your paycheck every couple of weeks and going down to the coin store and buying some more metal. What we're looking for here are the Royal Marines, in a sense. Andy's performance since they opened this a year ago is 95%, and it's very tempting as just a person, as a regular person, to be greedy and think, well, I want some of that. I can't stress enough that we don't want you. That's not what, you can't do this. We need the experienced traders, the folks that are already manning their terminal almost 24 hours a day, that are in this fight that have a futures account and are actively trading. Those are the folks for whom this service is designed. I really want to emphasize the average turdite should not, you know, go off all hell bent and open up with $50,000 in account at Interactive Brokers and think they're going to trade and profit from this. Though you will trade and profit, we don't want people starting down that path. What we need are the people that are already there that now recognize in this current environment, going off and trading the way you always have is not going to be an effective long-term strategy. So we want to utilize Andy's experience and advice. And then, number one, most important thing, we don't want people just to make fiat cash. Then you cash out and go buy a new car or take a trip. We want the goal and the intention, and the reason Andy has decided to do this and open this up to people is we want you to take your money back out of it. You don't want to leave it in the system anyway. If you want to take that cash back out, post-MF Global, you don't want to leave a cash balance anyway. Every 2 weeks, every month, whatever, take the money made, come back to my site, and buy bullion. Okay, that's who we're looking for. All right, Andy, please continue.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, I mean, this is it. You just mentioned the Marines. That, to me, is exactly the kind of enlistment of troops we want. It is that. I know you have a saying in America, the few, the proud. Well, you know, this is not a place for ma and pa. This is, we want these forces to take the market's money and then use it to take delivery of physical metal each and every month. And that could mean that you empty your account bar for margin or necessary margin once a week, once a day, but certainly every month. And without without delivery, we're nothing in this fight. I mean, a keystroke can create the cash that they need to target. So in other words, really we're targeting their physical, which is their only vulnerability. Now, it's one thing to take the cartel's cash, but now we're talking about leverage. And using it against them to buy physical forces an unwinding of at least 100-to-1 paper leverage. And that's what this is all about. This is why, the only reason why we're even suggesting this service. We want to raid the physical ammunition. This is the bullion bank's Achilles heel. Physical is the fuel that their deployed derivatives feed on. Now, the massive leverage that the cartel employs, it's only limited to having enough physical on hand to meet immediate demand. And this is already becoming uncomfortably stretched. Hence, you know, the stair steps higher in price. When you look at a daily chart or a longer-term chart, you see these stair steps. Well, it is because they are retreating despite these massive intraday moves. So extracting the physical forces them to cover paper shorts and hits them exactly where it really counts. Now, each ounce removed is actually a big deal. You know, silver is a great example because being a smaller market, the footprints are easy to read, and it's the same participants basically in silver and gold. So it's a great window into what's happening in the gold world too. And on a typical COMEX trading day, when you've got 50,000 contracts, which is, let's face it, that's 250,000 ounces trade, yet the net open interest may only change by, say, 1,000 contracts on some days, which is 5 million ounces. So, you know, what that tells you is that the COMEX is trading paper silver. So it's not rocket science. So if a real physical buyer stands for delivery of just 1 million ounces, then when you account for the unwinding of leverage, you've forced an unwinding of 100 million ounces. This is where we make a huge difference. This is why it will work. Now, I can't but not refer to Jeffrey Christian at the Silver Summit. He was discussing numbers in excess of 400-to-1. Well, you know, without getting too dramatic about it, obviously there are some legitimate justifications for a bullion bank to collateralize silver or gold assets, but just not the many times over that they try and justify. I mean, the fact is, all derivatives have counterparty risk attached. But It relies on the fact that all historical leverage dilution levels can be maintained. And it's based on the fact that these pivots, these historical dilution levels were put in place many, many years ago. I mean, these naked short positions were accumulated over time, and they didn't just factor in, you know, completely unforeseen in new investment demand, growing industrial uses, sovereign physical demand. None of this was factored in. So they're on the retreat. And at the margin, we can really hurt them. So these bullion banks are now in a quite precarious position. I mean, there are new physical exchanges, which we've talked about and Ned's talked about, about to be launched right outside their sphere of influence. And, you know, physical buyers and size are now waiting patiently because these patterns have become so obvious that they wait patiently for paper prices to be rigged lower. And this is making it less profitable for them to make hay each time that they do a wash and rinse. Now, you know, further, you've referred to the MFG collapse, further to that collapse, the COMEX has literally turned into a day trading arena from that point there. With large volume of traditional traders, they're just simply not participating. Most compliance departments of funds that I know no longer allow them to trade on the COMEX. This would open them up to lawsuits, should there be any losses in the future. Having known that there was a collapse of a primary dealer, should another shoe drop, then this would leave anybody trading on the markets vulnerable to a massive lawsuit. So that just leaves the easy money to harvest, but it's really in insufficient quantities, you know, versus the now the stiff competition from physical buyers, you know, who are really waiting at the same point to pounce on these lines. So, you know, so really the bullion banks essentially are now reduced to relying on high-frequency trading malware. And to me, that's the last stand. And it relies upon having sufficient sort of virtual market participants as opponents. And really, and obviously they're reduced to having to trade in a very short-term perspective while retreating. And I think this is another reason why anyone that's skeptical can perhaps understand how vulnerable they are at this point. So, you know, they still maintain the advantage of concentration. I mean, they still have visibility of the book. These banks concentrate on influencing the actions of a myriad of other robotic trading entities. So that's basically what we're seeing. That's what we saw yesterday. It's all what we saw today. Well, if we had traded those, we would have taken between 1 and 3 ounces of physical metal from the cartel, times that by 100, times that by the number of our troops, and we have a very, very large, at the margin, we're making a very large difference. And, you know, these trading patterns have become so obvious that obviously they're going to be increasingly countered. I mean, they've been documented. You've seen them being documented. I had a really interesting meeting last week with a very large name. Now, he's already using contra patterns to accumulate physical on a regular basis. I mean, they're not the only ones increasingly using this technology to time physical purchases, which is, again, what we're seeing today. If you know that an algorithm or you see a stampede of elephants coming down the hill, obviously you know that you may as well step out of the way until you see that them stop. And that's exactly what happened today. We see sovereign buyers. We see very smart physical buyers. Some are scaling in on every fix, and I'm aware of that. But many, many times, these guys are sitting back, and they are now contra-trading these algorithms. And that's exactly what we're going to do. And in many cases, we are going to be trading short. And if people have a problem with that, I'm sorry, I don't, because it simply means we are either taking money off the cartel or we're taking money off speculators who are no friends to us. They go short, and they are right for the picking, and I'm quite happy with that. But I'll leave that with you, Ted.
So, well, we need your help. Many folks have come to Turdville seeking help, and now I'm coming back to you Andy is coming back to you. We need your help. We need the help of the professional trader who is willing to join the army. Andy, would you take a second and as we kind of move towards conclusion here, and explain how the service will work? Again, as you said, it can only be one trade a day, but you have to be at your post and ready to execute that trade. Explain how the service will work, what the fees are, and obviously there's a link here in this podcast that can show you how to sign up. But if you could explain some of the guts of it, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, obviously we want you to be trading with the market's money. So month one, it's $100, and the reason for that is that. It crossed our minds to offer it for free. That's not what we're going to do. We really need to have serious. We need people who are serious about this. It is to enable those people to build the market's money up so that month two, the fee goes up to $500. But we fully anticipate that you will be making. If you're making $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 a month. $500 is going to be nothing in it. I, to be honest, I could carry on just doing this on my own and not worry about it. But I'm actually doing this for the purpose of building this physical army. So basically, $100 gets you in. If you have sufficient profits and if you follow the trades and you have sufficient profits to be able to take physical off the market and participate with the market's money in month two, then I've done my job. And then from then on in, it's just a matter of rolling along. And at the end of the year, what I want to do is to see count just how many ounces and how much that leverage has caused against the cartel. That would be my goal, is to get through this first year and start taking that up.
If someone decides after a month or two that it's just not their bag, how does someone opt out?
Just drop out, yep. Just don't renew. I think, but this is the thing, if people are going to take it seriously, they need to react quickly. They need to be prepared to put a full day in, treat it like a job. They log into a live platform. My trades are posted and instantly displayed. There are alerts available. There are actually email and text alerts available. You can switch them on and off, just in case you've stepped out for make a coffee or something. But basically, essentially, you ought to be in front of your screen as much as any professional would be during the course of the day. And as you say, really, no trade is a position, but I fully anticipate one or two a day, and it could be. That it is, I'll try obviously be aware of the fact that some people are trading out of the US and, 2 and 3 in the morning isn't really an ideal time of trading time of day, nor would you be thinking clearly perhaps at that time of day. It's a long day. So basically, there's also the AM fix. These are times when we see high frequency traders trading out algorithms on the sell or on the buy. We see the afternoon fix, which is, 10:30 Eastern time. 10 o'clock Eastern time. There are plenty of opportunities for people, and there are people globally who participate in our metals trade service. So I'm sure it'll be similar here. So something will suit somebody, and essentially we will try and get one or two trades a day, but I will only select them when I feel that we are, we can put in a low risk stop and be in profit within, I'm hoping, within a minute or two. At that point there, we seek to trade in the market's money, with the market's money. And ideally, I ask people to trade 3 contracts between 1 and 3, but no more than 3. 3 is ideal because as soon as we instigate a trade, if it goes into profit within, we put a very small stop in, and it's usually between $160 and $200 a contract. And that's why I have to be sure that the stampede is already started. And for the most part, it will be short, because that means the wind is at our back. And I think that once that person instigates the trade, we will immediately put, usually take one of those off in profit right away to allow our stop to be moved into profit. And at that point there, we will seek to take profit on the second unit, on the second lot, at a pivot that we feel is being targeted. And if the worst happens and it turns before that, well, we get stopped out for a small profit. That is the ideal situation that I seek to find. There are times when we will close the trade, usually at the end of each day. There are times when I will always leave the initial first contract open. If we are heading for a big drop, what we'll do is I would leave that trailing some way above the market, but at that point there we would have taken good profits on the first two lots, and the third lot would be then stopped out at some point, even if it's in the middle of the night, for a profit. That's my aim. That's what I try and do. If it goes against us, the trade, 8 times out of 10, it does work. If I select them properly, that's pretty much the odds that we are looking at, 8 out of 10. So 2 won't work. So that's why stops must be no more than $160 to $200, depending on, and I will indicate that as we open the trade.
Well, there you go. If I might just sum up, I think most regular visitors to Turdville know of my disdain for newsletters and subscription services, and I want to emphasize. I think most people can see that that's not what this is. Okay, we're not trying to rope people into some fancy service. That's not the goal here. The goal here is to provide to all residents of Turdland access to the preeminent precious metals trader, really, I think, in the world, and with very high net worth individuals. He works with institutions and hedge funds. He even consults with small countries. And you, as the individual now, suddenly have the opportunity to utilize his skills as well. It's not cheap, but it shouldn't be. And for a number of reasons, it's not cheap. And trust me, I know Andy's got some other plans in the works. Anyone participating will help benefit the other things that he has in mind. But as he said, if you're making the money that then you can use to exchange into physical, if you're making the level of return on a monthly basis that we expect, that fee is insignificant. And if he can guide you through days like this, and maybe not only just avoid days like this, but even profit from days like this, that's more than going to that fee, that's for sure. And I think you all recognize that. So again, this is for a distinct part of our community. This is for the active trader, but we need you to join this fight with us, and because it is a significant role that you are going to play. There is a link in this podcast that can send you to a sign-up page, and we will go from there. Andy, I want to thank you for your willingness to put yourself out there to begin with, but then also your willingness to lead this fight, because it is a necessary battle, and one that we are going to win, but one that we can't just passively wait. We have to take the fight to them. And services like that, which you provide, allow us to do it. So I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for all that you do. And I know I speak for all of us here in Turdland in thanking you. And we really look forward to working with you a bit here going forward.
I thank you, sir. And thanks for the opportunity to speak to all your Turdites. I certainly respect your work intensely, and that's one of the reasons why, one of the reasons we decided to come and coordinate our actions with you. I think you do things for the right reasons. I want to do things for the right reasons. There are a million other ways of making money. This is going to be a lot of work, but it's going to be worthwhile. And I think we've got to hit these guys at the margin, and they are vulnerable. And
for everyone else, Andy has graciously offered to kind of be our guide as well, in that He's promised to come back from time to time and help educate us on the whole London spot market. Most know is multiples times larger than the COMEX market, and how the spot market works and the physical market works and how it impacts price. Obviously, as you remember from a couple of weeks back, he and Ned are deeply involved in this new silver exchange in China and getting that built, and he'll keep us posted on that too. So Andy will be there to still guide us along, as well as provide this service for our active traders. And it's very, very, very much appreciated, and are extremely honored that they would work with us. Andy, thank you for all that you've done and all that you are continuing to do, and hopefully we'll visit again soon.
Well, thank you so much, and I'm sure we'll be speaking in the next week or so, and we'll as you say, we'll come on, and if you have some subjects that we, or some questions that we can sort of illuminate, then I'd be really happy to do
that. Andy, thanks. Let's go get them.
Okay, you bet. Thanks now. Bye-bye.